KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
All right. Well, you know, not long ago, we had Peter on from the Wildlife West Nature Center in Edgewood to talk about this last weekend's wind festival, which actually, as I look outside, the wind is working on the Northeast Heights. That's for sure. The branches outside blowing around. But they have a great list of events that are going to be happening throughout the summer and into the fall that may be of interest to you, to your family, to your kids. Great family opportunities, not just during the events, but during the whole summer. The Wildlife West Nature Park in Edgewood has opportunity to get out there and just enjoy their space. And if you're headed out of Albuquerque towards Edgewood, you exit the same exit you take to go to Racks. I think it's for Highway 344. But the Wildlife West is just east of that, on the north side of I-40. And they're at it again coming up this weekend, the Art and Fiber Festival. And actually reached out to Peter today, and he put us in touch with Ariel Williams. And we welcome Ariel onto ABQ Connect via phone. Ariel, thanks for taking the time to let us know a little bit more about what's coming up this weekend.
Thank you for having me.
And so, Ariel, I'm under the impression you're the one who kind of put together the Art and Fiber Festival. Is that right?
Yes, we're into our 10th year right now, and we are doing two celebrations this year, two events in spring and fall.
Yeah, I noticed that. Looking further into the fall, the Harvest and Fiber Festival is September 2nd and 3rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. each day. And it'll be the same times, by the way, coming up on the 20th and 21st. Ariel, do you fall under the artist or someone who works with fiber? Tell me a little bit how you got involved with this genre.
We got sheep in 2007, so we're with the fiber section.
Okay.
And we've been doing shows since about 2010, and we have 26 sheep right now and 4 goats.
All right, so this is the city guy in me. How often do you have opportunity to shear a sheep? Is that an annual thing or quarterly? How often do you get to remove the product?
Sheep get sheared once a year, usually in the spring, and goats get done twice a year. We will have a shearing demo on Saturday around 2 o'clock at the event.
I was about to say, Ariel, that kids will love that, but you know the truth is, the adults are just big kids watching it, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Now, is there ever an issue with that, or is it just no? I'm in control, and this sheep is getting sheared.
We've never had one get loose, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, I just, it's like a little kid, no pun intended with the goats. But sometimes they squirm and don't want to stay still. But let's get back to, though, what the experience is going to be like when families get out to the Wildlife West Nature Center on the 20th and 21st, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., what all will they experience when they come out?
Well, we have the fiber section with fiber artists showing everybody we'll have demonstrations on how to spin and weave. So that'll be spinning into yarn and then taking the yarn and weaving into the final product. We have a kids hands-on booth, an education booth. We'll have an information tent. And of course, you have all the animals at the park.
So what have the kids done in the past in the hands-on portion?
We have, we've made felted rocks before. We've made stick weavings. We have games out for kids to play while the parents are shopping.
And if a family comes out there now, is this something like they'd go out there at 10 a.m. and, you know, by 11 o'clock they're done? Or is this something they could show up at 10 a.m. and there's stuff really to do from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.? This could be a full day experience for them.
Yes, we have workshops happening in the Joe White Theater. We have demonstrations all day long by the various guilds in the area. We'll have, of course, people can walk through the park and tour the park. We have some sheep, some goats, some alpacas on site for the kids and the people to be able to pet and feel their fiber.
And is this all local artists, or are there actually artists who travel a distance to come be a part of this?
Yeah, we do have some that come from Colorado, Texas. We've had Arizona. So we have quite a range of people coming in.
And now, Ariel, you said 10 years. Is that right?
Yes.
What are some of the best memories that you've experienced being a part of the Art and Fiber Festival, which, by the way, is coming to the Wildlife West Nature Center May 20th, 21st, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. That Saturday and Sunday. What are some of your best memories of the event over the years?
I think we started as a little bitty thing in Moriarty with, I think we had five vendors. So that was a memory to start with and grow upon. I think we've done quite a bit with bringing in animals. That was fun, and we always have a shearing demonstration, and so we have our shearer, Carrie Maurer, always comes out and does a hand shearing demonstration, and it's always fun to see that.
So, the hands-on, you said, is that exclusively kids that do the hands-on crafts and stuff?
No, adults are more than welcome to participate in that. It's fun for all ages.
And then when they're done, do they take a product home with them that they created?
Yes, yes. They'll be able to have, we'll have simple coloring activities, maybe a treasure hunt, and then we'll have something that they can hands-on take home with them and have for years to come.
Okay. Now, clearly there's going to be several artists out there. Is there opportunity either from those artists or from the Wildlife West Nature Center store to purchase some of the products that they see when they go to the event?
Oh, yes, everything's for sale. We have artists from leather work to paintings. We have raw fleeces for somebody to take home and turn into yarn on their own. And then we also have equipment people could purchase if they see something they like and want to try.
Okay. And, you know, I really do imagine families going out and enjoying this together. As far as the kids go, what age kids do you think would most enjoy an event like this?
I think as young as 4 or 5, with we'll have our education booth and the hands-on. We'll start with easy projects like maybe yarn wrapping a stick, and then we'll also have some bigger kid things. So, and of course, the big kids like the animals. They're so much fun to see.
Right, right. Well, and clearly it's something you're still enjoying.
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
The hands-on part of it is so much fun.
Now, how will what they experience on May 20th and 21st at the Art and Fiber Festival differ from the Harvest and Fiber Festival coming in September?
They'll be very similar. We'll have more harvest type things in the fall. Roger often does a tractor pull, and we have some food vendors that'll be bringing in stuff from the local farms. And I was going to say the Falcon Show, but I believe he passed.
Oh, did he? Yeah, and you know, we forgot to mention that on the last show, looking at it online. Just that, what is it, the Peregrine Falcon, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think a lot of New Mexicans don't even realize native to New Mexico is the fastest animal on the globe, right? Is it, isn't it like in its dive? It's over 200 miles an hour.
I have not heard that, but it would not surprise me. They're very swift little animals.
Yeah,
birds.
Well, we'll have to look back into that, and I know on the website it still mentions free flight falcon shows, but I'll have to dig in and see next time we have them on the air for the full Wildlife West promotion we know whether or not that's available. However, we do know that the following weekend, May 20th and 21st, Saturday and Sunday, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., the Art and Fiber Festival will be happening at Wildlife West Nature Center. And where will people, if people want to catch up to you, Ariel, and say, hey, I heard you on the radio, where are they going to find you?
We have a website. It's www.heartofnewmexicofiberandartgathering.com. And we have a Facebook page, so they could comment on that. There's there's a group and there's a page for the Heart of New Mexico Fiber and Art Gathering.
Okay. And I'm actually really glad you shared that information so there were nowhere to find you online. At the event, are you at a particular booth where they'll be able to come up to you and tell you they heard you?
Yeah, we're Kailari's Critters, and we'll have three goats with us and three sheep. And so you'll look for the fuzzy goats, and they'll be being sheared on Saturday, so they won't be so fuzzy on Sunday.
All right. Lots of fun. Thanks so much, Ariel Williams, for taking the time to join us and let us know more about the Art and Fiber Festival, May 20th, 21st, at the Wildlife West Nature Center in Edgewood.
Thank you so much.
All right. And if you haven't been on the website, we'd encourage you to go there, wildlifewest.org, and you'll find not only what's coming up, and you'll see, you know, the past wind festival that happened last weekend and this festival and what's coming up later. There's music festivals, a pirate and Viking summer bash, and then, as Ariel mentioned, the Harvest and Fiber Festival in September. I know last time we were on the air, we talked about the White Wings Over America tribute on September 11th for 9/11, and other activities to be able to meet the animals and take. There's walks you can take. It's a great family opportunity to check out, and it's just down the street on I-40. Take Edgewood or get out to Edgewood on I-40, and you'll find the Wildlife West Nature Park. Again, details at wildlifewest.org. Stick around. More coming up right after the break on ABQ Connect.